welcome, Satya. Satya, could you, because you said, you know, when you hear mantras the first time,
mm-hmm.
so when we met now, and also you said, like, at the beginning, it was a bit annoying, all the sound or the noise, like your mind didn't know what to do with that. So could you maybe share with us why do mantras repeat or the text repeats? So why do you chant a mantra a couple of times? So what's the meaning behind? Because in an ordinary song, normally you have your text, mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. sing that, right? And when we take Om Namah Shivaya, it could happen that you chant it 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone who hears that the first time, it doesn't make sense at all because, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't match with an ordinary song, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So why is it helpful to repeat a mantra?
I think it's because when you repeat it, your mind doesn't have a chance to cope with it also, you know. It's like also when I do Kundalini yoga, this repeating of movements that you can do for 5 minutes, and your mind pretty fast is not active anymore or surrenders, you know. And with mantras, it's similar. By repeating, you make your mind quiet. It's like a trance. It becomes a trance. Sometimes, you know, also, I mean, I feel usually at ease in concerts, but it can be suddenly you are in a funny crowd and with the mantras, at some point, you cannot be bothered by anything. It's by this repetition. It quiets your mind.
So you also said before, so when you were in India and you stayed with Papaji and then mantra stepped in your life,
mm-hmm.
And you recorded many, many songs, you have so many albums. So is it in a way that the songs or the mantras just came and found you, the melody? Or so at the time when you recorded a lot, how did it happen?
In my case, it starts with a melody. Yeah. And it really came. I never pushed a mantra or I was even amazed sometimes what comes. And I always trusted that. I think it has a lot to do with trust. And sometimes I knew, oh, this song is very potent. And then the words came also. And sometimes even a part of a song came and then 2 years later, the second part came. You know, it like this Mahalakshmi song. I had this melody and then suddenly 2 years later, the B part came and then it became a song. And I knew that the song now is ready. Yeah. It's a beautiful moment when suddenly these mantras come or these melodies. I never push it, and sometimes there's the last years, maybe less comes, but I don't bother with it. I trust whatever comes is there. If it's supposed to be, it comes. I mean, sometimes I worked a bit then on the songs, you know, to make them, elaborate them a bit. But usually it was quite effortless. It's actually the best moment when the song comes. Because when you put it then in a CD or you work on it, then it doesn't lose anything, but it's not this first moment that, which is very innocent, very connected, let's say.
And, you know, in mantras, you mentioned now the Mahalakshmi.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of mantras, they include also like the Hindu gods and goddesses, mm-hmm. and you have a lot of variety where you can choose, so to say. Mm-hmm. And there are some people who are more connected to Krishna Bhaktas, then so more people are in a certain phase. You suddenly love to sing or to chant to Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
So is it in a way that Lakshmi?
Mm-hmm.
Is somehow calling you and then the song is coming, or you are praying or thinking or get connect yourself mm-hmm. to Lakshmi and then a song is coming? Or how does it work? Or is it like, yeah, simply it's there?
It's simply there. I never bother or I trust exactly what comes. At the moment, I feel more, or I have more melodies connected to Krishna. Somehow, the moment is completely Krishna. And I love that. I have many different melodies. And sometimes you think, why one more melody is about Krishna? There are so many already. But it's there. It's it's about Krishna right now.
So I just heard that once he stole the butter, right, from uh-huh. his mother, and he's a very playful and a very good flute player, and dancing in the forest of Vrindavan, and somehow managed to make every woman dancing around him. So what is special chanting to Krishna? What is this special quality? What would you say?
I'm still wondering. It's just, I don't know. It's you sing to Krishna and you feel happy. I mean, being with Papaji was really having access to Krishna. Suddenly, before I didn't know, what it is, or it's one more God. But Papaji had really this, there was this quality of Krishna around him. Mm. Although there was also other qualities around him. Sometimes you felt you are with Buddha or you are with Shiva. But this Krishna, he had a love affair for Krishna. Because of his mother, because how he grew up. And we were like all his gopis, It was really, we all felt we are the only one mm-hmm. for him. And so through this love for him and this Krishna love came. Without him, I would not have this access to Krishna. Definitely not. Mm.